Good morning, Sheila.
Well, we got a bunch of us now.
Yeah.
Eric, in my defense, it was 8:32 and you weren't on yet.
I know, it was 8:31 on my watch when you're talking. And I was in the middle of entering my password or the conference code when you're yeah. ringing, and I lost them both.
And then you were late, weren't you?
I was late. Just don't tell Mother Superior.
Sister Agnes, was it?
No, Sister Ursula, St. James.
Sister Ursula, that's right. Always tell Sister Ursula. Okay, we have a quorum. We can convene the meeting. Bruce, you don't have the usual announcements other than star 2 to mute, star 2 to unmute.
Yep, that's what it is.
And we don't. Now's the time to introduce ourselves. And I guess Bruce, you just read off everybody except for Sheila and Eric, who are now on.
Right.
So I don't think we need to do that, except for here in the room. Did you?
Yeah, I introduced them.
Okay, you introduced them too. We don't have any.
Is anyone from Rocky on the phone?
Or Red Alder?
Well, not.
Okay, I guess not essential unless there's some trouble. this is we always provide an opportunity at the beginning of every meeting for members of the public to make any comments on anything that's not on our agenda but is within the jurisdiction of the board. So if anybody has any comments, please provide them now. Thank you. Moving on, we don't have minutes of our last meeting to approve. We will do that at the next meeting. The only other thing on the agenda, I believe, is the is resolution number 190924-MF01. 03, excuse me. So who wants to provide an explanation of Mary, will that be you?
So this is a resolution that was approved in August. The bids came in higher than expected. They're pushing between $5,500,000 and $6 million. We want to go ahead and do this resolution for $7 million just in case they need a little more room. You'll see us doing that in the future. Just so we don't have to come back and do this. So basically, the only changes on this resolution are the amount from $5 million to $7 million, the resolution number, the date, and there's a document number. I believe that's document number on the bottom. So staff would propose that this be approved and as a $7 million resolution.
Thank you. Is anybody from HRDC on yet? Rocky Mountain? Okay, are there any questions from members of the board regarding this resolution?
Mary, this is Sheila. Mary, I had a question about if the group came in initially and applied for $500,000 more than they thought they were going to need, and then they don't issue bonds for that total amount, right? So it's better to over approve bonds and let them take less?
Correct. Yeah, and their fees are calculated on the amount that they actually close on. We don't use any extra volume cap. We end up doing a TEFRA that's for a higher amount, so we don't have to go through and redo all of these things if the amount needs to go up.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from members of the board? Are there any comments or questions from members of the public? The chair would entertain a motion to approve resolution 190924 MF03.
This is Jeanette. I approve. I move to approve.
You move? Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
This is Eric. I second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Maybe for the record, if you just say your name and say aye, that would work better.
Sheila Rice, aye.
Maybe. Jeanette, aye.
Eric, aye.
Okay. Amber, are you on?
Yep, I said Amber, aye.
Okay, thank you. All right. I guess that's all the board members on, but I'll say it anyway. All those opposed, same sign. Hearing no opposition, motion carries. Thank you. Is there any? Yes.
And then I just have a quick update. The Hardin Senior application has been returned. The QAP requires us to return an application if there's substantial noncompliance or an 8823. They do have substantial noncompliance that actually is considered an 8823. The 8823 has not been issued yet.
Can you explain for me what an 8823 is?
The 8823 is the form that's sent into the IRS notifying them of noncompliance.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So, Mary, would you explain next steps as you see it then?
We will. I have a call later today with one of the members of their team. We will explain to them that they can dispute this to the board if they want to. Staff's recommendation is going to be, though, that it not be considered.
We just feel to be consistent and fair to all the projects that you know, needs to be
and
away.
No one else has any outstanding noncompliance.
Any other questions from the board regarding the Hardin Senior Citizen Project? Any comments? Any comments or questions from members of the public? Anything else, Mary?
Is that it, Bruce?
Okay, that's all the business, unless any board member has old business or new business they'd like to discuss. Hearing none, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Get any comments from Skyview, what people saying? Yeah, I live in that neighborhood, and that's